Everyone, it's Danny. Welcome to our second in the series of our podcast, the Positively Fabulous podcast, whereby we are talking to Jill today, who has experience of her mum being a part of the Share and Care home share scheme, and she's going to tell us all about the impact on herself and her mum. And I'm really looking forward to how the company has really helped her mother tackle loneliness, and as it's one of the first of its kind in the country, seeing how it will develop and how much she recommends it. So, welcome, Jill.
Time.
Okay, so do you want to tell me a little bit about yourself then, and a little bit about home share and what and why you chose home share?
Yeah, okay. My name is Gillian Souter, and my mum made it very clear to me when I was younger that she never wanted to go into a care home. And I never really thought about it too much, but she was diagnosed as a quite a fit 81-year-old. And she needed companionship because of her normal activities. She wasn't able to do quite so much. So she used to swim every morning, but she needed somebody to take her swimming, and various other activities that she used to enjoy doing, like going to the cinema and everything like that. She needed somebody to go with. So I paid for a companion through an agency. And that worked very, very well for many years, probably about 4 or 5 years, until she became a little bit more frail and didn't want to go to the cinema anymore or out for a nice long walk or anything like that. So the carers still came in, but they made her meals and chatted to her and took her out a little bit, but not quite so much. And that went well for quite a few years as well, until about sort of maybe 3 years ago, I think it was, when Mum said that she really wasn't happy and she wasn't sleeping well at night because she was worried about being in the house on her own. Probably about 3 years ago, so just after the pandemic, actually. I knew Mum wasn't happy at night on her own. And I had this really difficult situation where the carers and companions who had been with Mum when she was sort of quite well and fit had built up a relationship with her, and Mum had built up a relationship with them. And they had become very fond of one another, plus the fact that they didn't want to lose their jobs either. So I really was stuck and I didn't know what to do. So somebody said, "Why don't you phone Age UK?" So I phoned Age UK, and a very helpful volunteer there said, "Well, there is this agency called Share and Care, and it might be worth giving them a call because, from what I've understood, I understand there's been good things." So with that recommendation, I phoned Caroline or Amanda, I can't remember which one. And immediately I knew that I was onto something good here. They were absolutely on my page and they totally understood my situation. And they said, "Give us the details, tell us about the house, and we'll see what we can do." So that's how Michelle came into our lives. And
Oh.
we've not looked back. So.
But so how does it work then? What's the kind of what's the setup? Does Michelle move in, or what kind of what happens?
Yeah, so I had to send the agency some pictures of the room that Michelle would be living in and, what was nearby. Was it near a station? Just like you would if you were looking to rent somewhere, really, to make it attractive. And they took that on board and they said, "Leave it with us." And they went out and found somebody that might be suitable. So they also took down Mum's interests, and I think they tried to match them. Well, they did try to match them, and they found Michelle, and she, I met her quite quickly, actually. I met her probably about a week later, and she was just lovely and smiley. And her position was that she had been a tour guide for Chinese tourists, She's of Chinese origin herself. She'd lived in the UK for 19 years. But because of the pandemic, her job just dried up overnight, no money coming in at all. So, rather fortunately for me, she was Googling cheap accommodation at the same time as I had got in touch with Share and Care. She had found out that if you live with somebody, for example, an old person, doesn't have to be an old person, but if you live with somebody and you can support them for just 15 hours a week, you can get very cheap accommodation. She pays £150, and Mum also paid £150 a month for somebody to live in with her, which was fantastic because for that, Mum got light housework duties, a companion, somebody there overnight, and somebody to sort of make a sandwich for her, and 15 hours a week, light housework duties and things like that. And in return, Michelle, for her £150 a month, got a roof over her head. And also, from her point of view, I think she got a bit of a mentor as well, because she'd very much been involved with the Chinese community. And one of her things that she said when she interviewed with me was that she was really looking forward to, although she'd lived here for 19 years, she was looking forward to integrating into sort of English culture as well. And we just hit it off straight away. And I sort of mentored her as well. So during the pandemic, obviously she couldn't do tour guiding. So she said she was going to do a bookkeeping course. Well, she was 50 years old and nobody would give her any work experience or she how did she get on the ladder? And so I belong to a tennis club and I asked the president of our tennis club, I said, I've got this situation. Is there any chance that my Michelle could do some work experience? And to Michelle's credit, she said that she would be very happy to work for free just to have the experience. So rather fortunately, my tennis club was putting the Sage accountancy system in. And Michelle helped with that. And that went very well. And in the end, one of the accountants who was a member of the club has offered her a job. And now she's a bookkeeper for his accountancy firm. So
Brilliant.
that sort of, so she got that sort of out. She sort of got some mentoring and some just some help out of it too. And and I just supported her as much as I could. So for example, to make the house nice, and things like, blunt knives were in the house. So the carers aren't going to complain about blunt knives because they just make do. They're being paid, they just make do. But when Michelle told me all the knives were a bit blunt, you just think, well, I'll buy a nice sharp knife to make life easy for her. And I think the toilet seat was a bit broken. And, that got repaired. Things that I hadn't noticed with her living in the house meant that all the little things got fixed as well. That, I used to go and see Mum, have a cup of tea with her, but then I'd leave everything to the carers, who were excellent, but obviously didn't live in the house either. So they wouldn't know what was wrong with it. So, yeah. It really does work both ways.
Amazing. It sounds brilliant. And how did your mum approach it to begin with? Was she a little bit kind of apprehensive? Was she unsure? Or was she kind of, listening to the stories about what ha how it works and thought, actually, this is something for me?
Well, Mum was used to having people coming into the house by this stage because carers did come in, and she's quite a smiley, easygoing, trustworthy person. So that is one of the easiest things that I've had in I'm so grateful to Mum for being like that because she has made my job quite easy and given me the courage and confidence to try these things that are a bit different because I had no recommendation from any friends. It was only the recommendation from Age UK that I could really go on. But having spoken to Amanda and Caroline at Sharing Care, you just got a feeling that you were in good hands and you were going to be well looked after, and I was. And so for Mum, she did accept it quite happily. But I also had the carers come in and introduce themselves to Michelle. So it was just at night time that Michelle was there by herself. But first thing in the morning, the carers would come in and help get Mum up. and then they'd come back in the afternoon to do her lunch. So it was it like Michelle, we just happened to be there. You know, it wasn't somebody that her, because mum's dementia was a bit more advanced by this stage. So she fortunately was just happy to go with it.
Bless her. So it sounded like she's just, it's company, isn't it? You know, when you're living on your own for as long as you are, it's having that comfort, isn't it? That there's somebody there if you need it. And I suppose from your point of view, it would be nicer, you know, if anything did happen to her overnight, maybe she tripped up, she wandered, that there was somebody there to kind of, you know, guide her back to bed or, you know,
Yeah.
call for help if
And
needed.
I didn't know this, didn't put it down to anything at the time, but as soon as Michelle moved in, Mum stayed awake during the day. And we couldn't work out before Michelle moved in why Mum took until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon to sort of feel well and energized. And what had happened was that during those nights, probably for quite a long time, she was up wandering around the house, very confused because her dementia had set in and just wasn't sleeping at all at night. So once Michelle moved in, they went to bed together. They used to have this rather sweet ritual that they used to watch TV together, and then they go to bed together upstairs, and then they give each other a hug good night. And yeah, they formed a nice relationship. And I think Mum just slept well after that. And if she did get up and wander in the night, she didn't wake Michelle, but she could see that Michelle was in bed and she went back to sleep again quite happily. So it was lovely. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. So for those who are thinking about it, so how did you just call them? You said you called them up and you spoke to somebody. Was it a long process to get it started, or was it quite a simple
No.
process for you?
No, it was very simple. It was just a phone call to the agency, telling them a little bit about Mum, and her house, where it was. And then, yeah, it just was done really quickly. I remember meeting Michelle at the station and interviewing her. And I'm not one that's ever really done interviews before, so it was just a quite a friendly chat. And then I took her around to see Mum. And I was going to tidy the house a bit more, but she was quite keen to move in more quickly than that. So I didn't actually get round to tidying the house as well as I should have done. But she just helped me do it. She was just a real hands-on person and said, "Oh no, don't worry about that." And the next day I came back and saw her and how you getting on. She'd cleaned the sort of coffee table where Mum used to sit and everything. And you know, she just got involved, and she was very happy to do the light housework duties and stuff like that. So yeah, no, it all moved really, really quickly. Michelle was keener to get in than I was to find somebody in a way. So, but worked in both of their favours. So.
That sounds great. And I think it's that kind of sense of to do, I suppose, when you've lost your job as well. I think it's that sense of having something to do, isn't it? And that sense of purpose again, because I can imagine that Michelle felt probably quite low at that point as well when she
Very
moved in,
low.
you
Yeah,
know,
she
and
was scared.
yeah, and
Yeah.
unsure of what the future held. So it gives her a purpose again, doesn't it? It brings, you know,
Yeah.
something for her to do and look forward to. And I suppose, you know, with the help of you as well, getting her a job and things, it just helped and supported her as much as it did
Yeah.
your mum. And I think, does it bring a community? Do you speak to other people whose family members are via home share, or do they meet other people who are living with people with home share, or is there a community
Home
building?
share, I think there could be if you wanted it. Michelle was a fairly quiet person. She didn't really want to get involved in the community, but definitely home share would contact me once a month and check to see that everything was okay. They also contacted Michelle. They would send sort of recipe. I mean, because some home share lodgers, they cook for their her partner or their homeowner. They would cook for their homeowner, but because I had the carers, I didn't need that. But they used to send recipes to Michelle if she wanted to do that. They'd send exercises. They'd also send little reports on how to talk to somebody that's got dementia. So they did all they could to help the person understand the difficulties that they were, who they were living with.
There's a lot of support there all around, isn't there?
All round, as much support as you wanted. They were always at the end of the phone if you needed anything. But, you know, I just took it on myself really to help Michelle as much as I could to settle in. And I used to meet her quite regularly, just her and I, to go for a walk, maybe a coffee, to get to help her to get to know the local area and that sort of thing. But yeah.
Brilliant. And so they lived together for 3 years. So it sounds like they built up quite a lot in those 3 years, and a lot of things were getting done. And did it help you, like, as a family member, just knowing that somebody was there to help and support and just give comfort? You know, did it take off some of the pressures of you?
Absolutely, because one of the worst things was Mum used to come over for Sunday lunch, and she never really wanted to go home. But then once Michelle had moved in, I did ask Michelle to come for Sunday lunches, but she never really wanted to. But I can remember driving Mum home, sort of dark Sunday night, and it used to be awful taking Mum into that cold, dark house and then just leaving her there, even though you put the TV on and do what you can. But when Michelle was there, you walked in and there's lights on in the house, in her bedroom window, and you just thought, oh. And then Michelle could come down and she'd say, oh, hello, have you had a nice lunch? And she'd welcome Mum in and she'd take Mum's coat off. And they'd go and sit in the lounge, and then I'd stay for a cup of tea, and Michelle and I would chat. And Mum wasn't able to have sort of full conversations at that time. So, but she just enjoyed, you know, listening to Michelle and I chat. And you could just see this wonderful security and comfort that Mum got from just having Michelle there, living there. And me as well, you know, when it was just great to drop Mum off, knowing that there was a warm house to take her into, and a lively house. And even if I visited during the afternoon, you know, or the carers visited during the afternoon, you know, they bounced off Michelle because Mum wasn't talking. It's very difficult, or she wanted to sleep when they were around there. It's very difficult to sort of to keep an elderly person chatty if they don't want to talk, but they don't mind just listening in. So the carers and Michelle used to have their own chit chat and conversations and catch up with each other's lives. So, yeah, from that point of view, it was just a much, much happier household to walk into than when Mum was just living there on her own, just watching the television.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you would recommend it to others then.
I would recommend it wholeheartedly. I think it's the best thing. I think the biggest problem is overcoming that fear of somebody that you don't know living in your house. And how can you, but you just really need to phone Amanda or Caroline at Homeshare, and you will feel confident because they are just fantastic at their job. You know, there's a little bit of trust that you have to take by it, but you will get a good feeling. And I suppose I think, you know, you think of all the lonely people there are out there, even sort of the able-minded people that are, you know, lonely, and don't really need care, but they're just lonely. And you know, help somebody, you know, help somebody get started again, like Michelle, who fell on hard times. You know, do give something back to somebody. Okay, it's going to cost you £150 a month, but in return, you're going to get a companion as well. So, yeah, I'd absolutely think it's a brilliant idea.
And
And,
I suppose when it comes to monetary value, you know, you could spend a lot of money on a lot of different things, couldn't you? That, you know, gadgets and equipment and care packages and things like that, but it doesn't cover that companionship and that morale and
no, exactly.
that kind of feeling of safety at times when they need it the most, which is overnight. Because, you
Yeah.
know, we all know that dementia causes people to not, you know, the circadian rhythm to move around, so they don't sleep the same that we do, and they can wander and they can become dazed and things. So just, you know, and there isn't many packages that offer that kind of care without going into a care home, is there? So do you believe that having Michelle around really lengthened the time that she could stay at home?
100%. Yeah, she wouldn't have stayed at home for as long. I think she might have had a fall. I think something might have gone wrong like that. She sort of was fit up until probably about 85. She went into a care home, in October, aged 90. And the only reason for that was because she had a little mini stroke. She was in hospital for 5 weeks and she became too frail. So she couldn't get out of bed without two people helping her. And then it would have been too much for Michelle to manage that. So I did think she might just go in for respite, but actually she's settled really well in the care home now. And the nice thing is that Michelle has met somebody and she's now moving to Liverpool and she's going to get married.
Oh, amazing. So she's coming up to
So
my neck of the woods.
she's had a wonderful 3 years stay, really. It's all very nice, and I'm looking forward to going to the wedding. So, yeah, and
Yeah,
she's taught a little bit of
so
Chinese too.
oh, amazing. So you've made a friend as well then, haven't you? You've made a friend
Did.
there as
Yeah,
well.
I did. I went out of my way to make a friend of hers because, well, I liked her initially anyway, but it was important for me to put as much into it, because I felt the more I put into helping the relationship work between her and mum, the more she would look after mum, which is what happened. So, yeah, it's a three-way thing, really.
Amazing. So she was able to stay at home longer. She had a companion. She had the safety net. It made you feel a little bit easier on those dark nights. And you weren't feeling like you were abandoning her in a dark,
No.
cold house. So it sounds like for both you, for your mum and for Michelle, that the relationship was it was more than the cost of doing it, wasn't it? It was more, it
Yeah,
provided a lot more
but
reassurance.
what, you couldn't get care for £150 a month like
No,
mum needed. A month,
absolutely not.
£150 a month. And for
Yeah.
that, she did light housework and, put the bins out and made her a light meal, or made put the sandwich out that the carers had done. Absolutely nowhere, because it cost you an absolute fortune to, or to even to have a living carer cost you so much more. But
Absolutely.
also, since the pandemic, the other good thing was that Michelle worked from home. So even though she wasn't with mum, she was still chatting away on the phone upstairs, and there was noise in the house. So from that point of view, I would think going forward, sharing care is even better, because a lot of people are working from home now, which means that there is just sort of noise and company in the house, even though that person isn't actually sitting with their homeowner.
Yeah, but it's like though, especially for those with dementia where maybe they put something under the grill or they put the kettle on and they put it on the
Yes.
hob. So it's just that again, they're not necessarily doing anything, but they'll be there to go, something smells a bit off or something's not quite
Exactly.
right.
Or the heating goes off randomly, or
Yeah.
all those things that just suddenly break, or light bulb needs replacing and you haven't noticed, and yeah, all of those things. It's just, yeah, no, I would recommend it wholeheartedly.
Well, do you know, it sounds amazing, and I've been a district nurse for 2.5 years before I changed career, and I have to say that like just the demographic of my local area is elderly, so pretty much our entire caseload was 80 plus, and I can see that where those benefits would have been. Like I can think of patients now just thinking like, do you know what, that would have really benefited them, and that would have benefited them, and how that would have worked for them as well, especially because around here we've got some very big houses, and they tend to start living in just the one house, sorry, the one room, so it'd be nice again, like you said, to have that extra person
Yeah.
around just to help keep and
And
them
then
out
if
of
they
memory.
get more advanced, with their illness or whatever, you just back it up with carers coming in, and
Absolutely.
working alongside carers coming in to do proper caring, works really well.
Yeah, and I can imagine the carers, like you said, it made their job easier as well, didn't it?
Yes.
It made
They
them.
would say, "Oh, I've got to nip out now to go and sort of pick up my granddaughter from school. Do you mind just covering the fort?" And if there's a good relationship, then they all work together. It was brilliant. Yeah, really good.
Oh, fabulous. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today, Jill, because I think it just really highlights the positive of kind of how things have progressed compared to, like, if you think about, 15, 20 years ago, you would have never have even thought about somebody moving into your house, whereas today it's just so much more accessible.
Yeah, just
And
need to
this
get the word out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm hoping to do with this.
Yeah.
And we've got our Fab Talks, which we've just had on January the 18th. So you'll be able to catch up on that on the website as well. And that's talking to the founder of Home Share and the, her reasons and her passion for doing it. And I'd recommend listening to that because the rationale for where it even came from is quite a really positive story.
Yeah.
And I think it's nice to see where this will go. And I know they're getting bigger and bigger and they're venturing further up north.
Yep.
So hopefully by the time.
I wish them every success because I think it's a wonderful setup.
Fabulous. Well, again, thank you so much for talking to me today, Jill. Have you got any one little nugget for somebody who is thinking about it but a little bit unsure?
Just do it.
Just do it.
You've got to just do it because you've got the backup of the ladies at Home Share, which they work as an in-betweener. So they check up on you. And if you don't like the person that they found for you and it's not working out after 2 or 3 weeks, then they'll do something about it. And also, my brother is a sort of landlord and tenant expert. And he's made us very aware that, you've got somebody living in your house, will you be able to get rid of them? If things don't work out, will they become a sitting tenant and all the rest of it? But you have a proper contract, so nothing like that can happen. And there's absolutely nothing to worry about, so you should just go for it.
Amazing. Thank you so much again.